This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has pledged to continue to take the fight to the Islamic State. Speaking at the White House in his final news conference of the year, the president said the United States will continue its air campaign against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria.
The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
Mr. Obama said that U.S. law enforcement officials are working to prevent terrorist attacks in the United States, including some so-called homegrown attacks like the one in San Bernardino, California, earlier this month.
Our counterterrorism, intelligence, homeland security, and law enforcement communities are working 24/7 to protect our homeland, and all of us can do our part by staying vigilant, by saying something if we see something that is suspicious, by refusing to be terrorized, and by staying united as one American family.
The president also highlighted some of the achievements of the past year, including the Iran nuclear deal, reestablishing diplomatic relations with Cuba, and finalizing a global climate control treaty. However, Mr. Obama said there is still plenty left to do and pledged to leave it all on the field in 2016. Senior officials from 20 nations are holding talks in New York on a proposed political transition to end the civil war in Syria. The officials are meeting for a third time to push forward an earlier agreement to implement a ceasefire in Syria, so talks on a political transition could begin in the new year. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Afghanistan, which has been hit by an increasing number of violent attacks, especially in eastern areas where the Islamic State terror group is active. Carter met with Afghanistan's acting defense minister and other Afghan officials. He also delivered holiday greetings to U.S. troops, and he said the Obama administration realizes that the fight in Afghanistan is not finished.
More work lies ahead. The national security of both of our nations remains very much at stake. But we will succeed.
Due to the increasing violence, President Barack Obama has decided to keep nearly 10,000 American troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016. The International Organization for Migration says that the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe by sea and land this year is expected to top 1 million by next week. IOM spokesman Joel Millman said that there were some 4,300 people arriving from the Turkish coast to nearby Greek islands Wednesday. He said the organization estimates the 1 million mark will be reached by next Tuesday.
IOM estimates that the million-person mark will pass. This is almost five times last year's level, which is extraordinary.
The Geneva-based agency said Friday, which was International Migrants Day, that is, that 990,761 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East. About 800,000 people have crossed from Turkey to Greece, and among those, more than half are Syrian. The Vatican says that Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, thereby clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. Vatican officials said Friday that the pontiff has approved a decree that attributed a miracle to Mother Teresa's intercession. The miracle named in the decree is the inexplicable cure in 2008 of a Brazilian man suffering from brain tumors. The man is said to have been cured after his wife prayed for Mother Teresa's intercession. A rural school in the state of Virginia closed Friday after receiving a flood of angry emails and phone messages over an Arabic calligraphy lesson that involved writing a Muslim statement of faith. Augusta County School District officials said that they were concerned about the tone and content of the communications, which included thousands of emails and Facebook posts. The comments were centered on a school assignment at Riverheads High School that involved practicing calligraphy and writing the Shahada, a statement in Arabic professing the Muslim faith. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.